I was just on the phone with Steve Quayle talking about the Ohio gas bomb ignition event that took place there. The government set off the vinyl chloride. And we were talking about the EPA. And Steve says, yeah, EPA, extreme population assassins, because Steve has the best acronyms for what all these agencies really mean, like the CDC, you know, Child Destruction Center, you know, something like that. Anyway, the extreme population assassins are hard at work mass murdering human beings in Ohio. And I want you to notice carefully that the EPA says there's nothing wrong with breathing in vinyl chloride, phosgene, which is a World War I chemical weapon. By the way, it's one of the byproducts of combustion of chlorine or vinyl chlorine. The EPA says it's okay to breathe in the hydrochloric acid vapor that's formed when the byproduct of this hydrogen chloride mixes with water vapor. It forms hydrochloric acid, which falls onto the farms and the rivers, and it kills the fish and the wildlife. And the EPA has been saying, oh, everything's great. No problem. You can breathe all this stuff in. It's no trouble whatsoever. In fact, return to your homes. Just return to your homes and keep breathing. But the same agency says that carbon dioxide, which is necessary for photosynthesis for all plants to grow food crops and grow rainforests and flowers for pollinators and all this stuff, the EPA says, no, that's a deadly gas. No, CO2, that's a horrible pollutant that might destroy human civilization. You can't have carbon dioxide. That's horrible. But it's okay to breathe in, you know, vinyl chloride and phosgene and chemical weapons. That's all perfectly okay with the EPA. So, you know, just to be clear where the EPA stands on all of this in case you had some, you know, questions. I mean, we're looking at a massive Chernobyl-style cover-up in Ohio, an ecological catastrophe that's probably going to kill tens of thousands of people with early cancers, you know, aggressive cancers, I should say, kill them early. Not going to kill them immediately, but will kill them early and reduce their lifespan and will accelerate cancer growth, which is already being accelerated by, of course, mRNA injections. Everything the government wants you to do kills you. Now, it's no coincidence that these same, quote, authority figures, i.e. authoritarian lunatics, say that, oh, it's bad to eat eggs. It's so bad for you. Don't eat eggs. They might cause blood clots. That's what we're being told now. Totally insane. Instead, you should eat crickets full of chitin, which can cause diarrhea and indigestion and a lack of digestion of essential nutrients, by the way. You should eat crickets and mealworms and all kinds of fly larvae and bugs. Eat insects. That's good for you. Yummity yum yum. But don't eat fresh farm eggs. That might kill you. Don't eat meat. That might kill you. Don't eat free-range, organic, grass-fed beef. Oh, that might kill you. Here, have some crickets and bugs. And, you know, breathe in more phosgene and vinyl chloride because it's perfectly safe for you. It's so insane that everything these agencies tell you to do is likely to kill you, and everything they tell you not to do is something that might save you. You know, don't take ivermectin. And ivermectin might be bad for you. No, ivermectin will save you. It has saved probably millions of lives at this point from the bioweapons that have been released. Ivermectin is a lifesaver. But, you know, all these agencies, don't take vitamin C. Oh, my God, don't take zinc. Don't take quercetin. It's unproven. Just breathe in more phosgene chemical weapons. And what's this talk about this being a controlled burn? Everybody in the media is reporting this giant, like, fiery ball, this smoke plume that's exhausting up into the sky and then spreading for hundreds of square miles around. And the media says it's a controlled burn. Doesn't look controlled to me. It's an uncontrolled burn, you mean? It's an uncontrolled burn. It's uncontrolled because it's not contained. It's just burning in the open fields. It's burning in the air. It's polluting the skies. It's going wherever the wind blows. That's not controlled. They're not controlling this burn. It's an uncontrolled unleashing of a kind of a chemical bomb. That's what this is. It's totally uncontrolled. And then they tell us, no, 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 we set it on fire on purpose. Yeah, we set it on fire. Well, why'd you set it on fire? And they literally tell us, we set it on fire because we thought it might catch on fire. We didn't want it to catch on fire, so we set it on fire. And like, are you people effing insane? Just idiotic moron retards at the EPA and the governor's office of Ohio and all the local, you know, environmental regulators. What are you insane? You don't just set it on fire because you thought it might catch on fire. It's these people are off their rocker, completely insane lunatics, incompatible with civility, you know, incompatible with a sustainable human society. If people like that are around, you can't have farms. You can't have a food system that functions. You can't have reproduction. You can't have a civilization that functions because these lunatics will destroy everything. And of course, they're all woketards, right? All woketards. And they don't understand anything about chemistry or physics or wind because in their world, everything's all made up all the time anyway. Everything's made up. Now, these people, they literally believe that if they say something that makes it true, well, it's a controlled burn. Well, why do you say that? What's controlled burn? Because we say it's controlled burn, but it's burning totally out of control. Well, it's still a controlled burn because we say it is. This is the way they think. They just say it and they think it is. It's like this giant chemical gas bomb fire self-identifies as a controlled burn, you know? Like this biological man self-identifies as a breastfeeding pregnant woman on the women's wrestling team or something. They think it makes it true. It doesn't. It's not a controlled burn. It's an out-of-control fire. It's a chemical bomb. But I tell you, there is something uncontrolled in America, and it's the idiocy. We have uncontrolled woke idiots in this country that need to be under control. They're completely out of control, running everything, destroying everything, and fabricating reality at every opportunity. And if we don't get them out of power, they're going to leave this country a chemically poisoned, empty shell husk of a once great nation. There will be economic devastation. There will be psychological devastation and trauma, psychological terrorism of children with transgenderism mutilations. There will be financial devastation with a currency collapse and an economic reset of sorts. There will be widespread violence, crime, addiction, looting, lunatics running rampant in all the blue cities, which is already happening. And we have an uncontrolled situation that is a crisis, and it's uncontrolled idiocy. That's why we need a whole new CIA, which would be the Containment of Idiocy Agency. Yeah, need a whole new CIA. Just to focus on containing the idiots so that they don't destroy the entire world. That would be a great place to start. And, you know, stop the silly war on carbon dioxide, for starters, because we need plants and food crops. We need photosynthesis to function. Stop the polluting of the skies. Stop them setting off giant chemical gas weapon bombs in Ohio or other places. You know, stop the chemtrails. Stop the weather weapons. Stop the 5G weaponization. Stop the damn mRNA jabs. Stop the transhumanism. Stop the pedophilia. Stop the child grooming, the mutilations. Stop all the satanic propaganda on Netflix and Amazon Prime and coming out of Hollywood. Stop the idiots. And then we might have a civilization remaining that we could work with and bring it back from the brink of destruction. But if we're in the business of stopping idiots where it really counts, we have to stop the idiots in the State Department from taking us into nuclear war with Russia, because there's no more dangerous group of woke idiots than those running the State Department right now, who are trying to provoke a world-dominant nuclear power, i.e. Russia, into nuclear strikes on America. This is their goal. They're actually trying to get America nuked. And it's people like Victoria Nuland and Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton too. Probably she's in the mix. She's always got her greasy little wrinkled hands in every evil nefarious plot, it seems, working with the Rockefellers on the latest digital currency indoctrination, you know, digital encampment slave system. These people just straight up Satanists and Luciferians. They just get their orders directly from Satan every morning. They probably check their phone to see texts from Lucifer. You know, like, what are my orders today? You know, and then Lucifer texts them like, dude, go out and do this, announce that. And that's what they do. They just take orders directly from Lucifer. And being that it is Lucifer on a cell phone, it's probably an AT&T account. No doubt about that. Because even Lucifer got fed up with AT&T customer service and said, to hell with you. And he meant it in that case. But you get the idea, folks. If we make it through this with a world still intact, just consider it a divine miracle. That's all I'm saying. We are past the point of humanity saving us. It's going to be God intervening. We're going to be saved by God or saved by no one. If we are saved at all, it's God. It's God's hand. That's the only thing that can intervene at this point to turn all this around, because we've lost more than half of humanity. We're living in a society of lunatic, dangerous, woke idiots and federal agencies that are trying to get us all killed. Extreme Population Assassins, EPA. That's what they stand for. So, all right, stay tuned for more updates later on. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com.